Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Because of our last two segments, we've had a lot of golf talk, a lot of Tiger talk. We talked about being Coblin Asian in this country. We talked about John Daly. We thought we would place a phone call to Tiger Woods. We've got a phone number for him. He is playing this week, trying to win his fifth tournament in a row, as Augusta is just about a month away.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Muser.
Hey, Tiger, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. Is Jaw with you?
Yeah, he is. Right here.
Hey, Jaw.
How are you, Tiger?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Hey, we got a lot of items we wanted to talk to you about, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, sure. I got a little time.
Okay. Well, we were talking about John Daly and the whole controversy of him being kicked out of the tournament that you're playing in this week.
Uh-huh.
What do you know about John Daly? Are you friends with him? Have you seen any of his wheels-off behavior up close?
You know, I do know John. When I first joined the tour, mm-hmm. You know, the PGA one?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I invited John Daly to come over and jump on my trampoline and have sandwiches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up with a long neck in his hand and a grocery sack full of liquor.
Oh, no.
And then I'd never seen such drinking, you know, and he just proceeded to get totally hammered. And then he jumped off my roof onto the trampoline and did a shirtless belly flop. And I swear to God, he came off that trampoline at about 100 miles an hour and landed in our next-door neighbor's hedge.
He knows, violent. He knows how to party, doesn't he?
He does, and he spent about 2 hours on my parents' computer looking at porn.
Oh, gosh.
Took me like 45 minutes to close all the pop-ups.
Oh, no.
Horrible.
Well, hey, another golf subject. Well, it's a little broader than just golf, but we're talking about the uncomfortable race subject. Exactly what do you consider yourself?
What about it?
What's that?
What about it?
Yeah, what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself a human being, George.
Well, I know, but if
yeah,
you had
George.
To, like, fill out a, you know, a race.
Why are you trying to play the race card?
Well, I'm not. I'm just asking a question. You've had to answer this question before.
So if I'm filling out a card that asks what race I am.
Yeah.
And that's not you playing the race card.
Well, I guess technically I am, yeah.
Well, I'm a Coblin Asian, George.
Uh-huh.
My dad, Earl,
uh-oh.
The large bull seal that caterpillared on my Viet Cong mommy so hard that she flatulenced out a major winner out of her infant tube.
Caterpillared.
He was half black, a quarter Indian, and a quarter white.
Uh-huh.
Now he's all dead.
Oh, God. Tiger!
Jeez.
That's where we all end up, George. We're all the same in the end.
That's very true, Tiger.
Yeah, now, my mom was the one that was really messed up. She was half Thai and half Chinese.
What do you mean messed up?
She just had emotional problems.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
Yeah. So I consider myself Coblin Asian. I'm a mixture of all of them. Mm-hmm. I don't identify with any one particular race.
Okay. Fair enough. That's mm-hmm. a good
Five
way to look
row,
at
Five in a row, George.
What's that?
Five in a row.
Yeah, and it looks like you're off to a pretty good start as you're going here for five in a row. Looks
you
like
know, five in a row doesn't seem that hard to me. Why is everyone making a big deal out of it?
Well, because that hasn't been done very often.
All I have to do is try a little bit, and I win. it's that I have that magical Coblin Asian blood in me.
That must be it.
Did you know that Coblin Asian blood is more blue than red, and if someone comes in contact with it, it cures their diseases?
No, I've never heard that.
Did you know that Coblin Asian blood will also cause you to levitate and teleport?
Jeez.
I also have this old book.
Yeah.
And I got on my parents' house. It says that the tears of a Coblin Asian cure dropsy and consumption.
I've never heard that.
I don't know if that's true.
I think that's exaggerated.
Well, hey, not only if you win this week, would it be five in a row, but you'd also tie the great Ben Hogan for all-time wins. What would that mean to you?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Hogan was just another overrated old white guy that everybody makes too big a deal out of.
Well, he was great.
Okay, yeah, he was great. He won some tournaments, wore a hat, and had some clubs named after him. Big deal. I've done that already. And I've got the incredible hurdle of being a quarter Thai.
Incredible hurdle.
Hey, listen, I got to go, okay? I got to tee off here.
Okay.
You're actually playing?
Damn it!
Oh, no.
My approach shot. Sorry.
Yeah, this says Tiger is one under through three.
Well, that was nice of him to talk to us from the course.
Yeah, that was nice of him to do that.